6:30. We are on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The fourth wide line. Tan Rabbanan. The Essen Rabbah Nisan is Natibudum Sinoim Yehudim Yerushalayim. On the 24th of Nisan, they took away those who claimed, who had claims over Yehudim Yerushalayim. Shabbat B'nai Africa loved them, Yisrael, the Alexander Shmegdin. The Africans came to take Klal Yisrael to judgment in front of Alexander the Great. These were the descendants of Canaan. Amalai, they said, Eretz Canaan Shalonali. They claimed from Alexander that Eretz Canaan belongs to them. Chsiv Eretz Canaan, the Gvulay Seha. It's called Eretz Canaan. Canaan have won the Hanalim Chavah, and they, in Canaan, is their ancestor. Amalu Gviyah Ben Sisa L'chachamim Kanuli Rishuz, give me permission for Elich Vad Nimon L'fei Alexander Shmegdin, and I will go and judge with them from Alexander the Great. Indian and Tzchuni, if they beat me, Amru Hedzit Shibonu Netzachtem, you'll be able to claim that you beat a layperson. I guess it will mitigate the Chilu Hashem. V'mani Anaseich Oysam, and if I beat them, Amru Lam Teres Moshe Netzachtem, you'll tell them that it was Teres Moshe that beat you. Nasma Rishuz V'olach V'dor Imon. Amru Lam He said to them, where's your raya? I'm a lemon atira. You proved it from the Tyra, I'll prove mine from the Tyra. You'll be a servant to the servants. Even if you own the land, but if an Evan owns land, property, Evan lemi nechassim lemi. Not only that, you owe us years of service. I'm a Alexander Smalkus, so Alexander the king says, give them an answer. Amr Lady said, give us 3 days. They checked and they couldn't find the tshuva. They ran away. They left the fields that were planted. The kamem changed the two ways in the vineyards when they were planted. So I said, this was the year of Shemitah. By them leaving their fields out of Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden had an abundance of crops to feed their population that year.
Take over the ownership of the
field? Doesn't say. You can write whatever you want.
If they did,
would that make
them?
Yeah, it's Yibush
Muhammad,
that's not a Taina.
It's
not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to be the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a kibush with a bezin, with a melech, it was during the second Beis HaMikdash. It was under Alexander the Great's rule anyway. Shubha Malchus, it was another time, but Omer tried,
but
even
tried.
Because Shemitah's not even Eretz Yisrael.
This land was
in Eretz Yisrael too. No, it was not in Eretz Yisrael. It was out of Eretz Yisrael.
This area where the Canaanim came to claim was outside.
No. These Canaanim that the Canaanim lived when they came to claim was outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then, when they ran away, they left those fields, which were out of Eretz Yisrael. Shubha Malchus Bo B'nai Yisrael loved me, so I'm Alexander's make them. The people from Egypt came to take Klal Yisrael to judge at court in front of Alexander the Great. I'm a liar, I'm a Hashem, not the Mitzrayim, and they lent him the money. He never paid back the loan. Give me permission. I will go and have this argument in front of Alexander the Great. They beat me. You'll claim it was a layperson. You'll tell them that the Tyra of Moshe Rabbeinu beat you. Where's your proof? I'm a lemon atira. I will also prove my case from the Tyra. 430 years did they live in Mitzrayim. You was the schar of the 600,000 people that you worked in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Give him a tshuva. Give us 3 days. They couldn't find an answer. They left the fields planted. The command chain, the two ways, the vineyards planted. They ran away. And again, it was Shemitah, and it provided the crops from Egypt, from fields in Egypt, for people in Eretz Yisrael.
In the parallel Amar Lahem, in the first case, they called him Alexander Malka.
They changed the gears to here. I have it on the side here that said they should say Mikedon. Yeah. Shubha Malchus Bo B'nei Yisrael Lo B'nei Ketur Lovnim Yisrael Lo B'nei Alexander's Mikedon.
Where it says that they worked in this puzzle? Moshe of the Yisrael Asher Yeshu. Where does it say that they...
Well, the Egyptians knew that they had worked them.
But it doesn't say...
They didn't work for more than 30 years. They never did work for more than 30 years. But they said they were there, which... They were slaves. Right? Everybody knew the Jews were slaves in Mitzrayim, so the Torah says 430. You go by the what it says in the Torah, give us 430 years worth of work. Shubhamachas, it was another time, they came to have an argument, and he saw before Alexander the Great. We have to share it. Sireel told us Yishmael ben Avram, Sireel told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Two-state solution. Give me permission, Alexander the Great. If they beat me, Amru, you'll be able to say, Hedjit Shimon and Nitzachtem. Many Hatzeich Oysem, Amru Lam, you'll tell them, Teres Meshu Abedin, it's Chaschem, beat you. Masnoi Rishus, they gave him permission, Valach Vadoni Moab, he went and had an argument. Amru Lam, Hekim Atta Mavim Raya, Amru Lam, and Atayra. Amru Lam, he said to them, Afadil, the other Raya, and Atayra, I will also make my proof in the Tayra. Shinem Yitna Abram, Moskar, Shaloi, the Yitzchak, for the Vnei Abilach, Mishal Abram, to the kids of his Pilach, which is Hagar and Keturah, Nasan Abram, Atanas, he gave them presents. Ab Shadas Nagatim Labanov, a father who written, meaning he divided it up and gave everybody what they're supposed to get written down. The Chayav while he was alive. Bishigazem Alzeh, and he sent them away from each other. Chum Yesh Lazeh Alzeh Chum, each one had a claim against the other. So you were sent away with your matanas, therefore you have no claim to Eretz Yisrael. My matanas. What are the matanas? What matanas did he give them? He gave them, Rashi says, the ability to do sorcery and to work with the Shaydim. They're also Pelagshim. Hagar is a Pelagish. Didn't say, I said B'nai Yisrael B'nai Keturah. Right. So they answer both. Right. I lost you.
In other words, when I think of B'nai Yisrael, I don't think about B'nai Keturah.
Why not?
Well,
I mean,
the Gemara also said B'nai Yisrael and B'nai Keturah.
Again, what are you? So let's say it's both. So they both got presents and were sent away. So
B'nai Yisrael also got.
Yeah, it says B'nai Apalachim. B'nai Yisrael was the daughter of the son of Apalachis. That's the Gemara Vayter. I'm Rabbi Antoninus Lubebi. Both the body and the soul can get out of the din. The goof says in the neshama sinned. The proof is, from the day the neshama let me, I'm like a stone that's inanimate in the grave. When the neshama marries goof chatos, I'm flying around katipa. Each one claiming that they were, the way the Achrayim explained it, that they were used by the other. Like a person uses a sword, we don't blame the sword, we blame the person. The Guf and the Neshama claimed they were a tool in the hands of the other one. Guf claims the Neshama used it as a tool, and the Neshama claims the Guf used it as a tool. Proof being, separate the two, they can't do anything.
People kill not guns.
What?
People kill not guns.
Right. This is exactly it. People kill not guns. That's what I said in the beginning. Except today. Today everybody believes it's the guns problem, not the people's problem. They had a beautiful orchard. He had ripe figs. No, it's beautiful ones. Watch people. One was lame, one was blind. The lame person tells the blind person, I see beautiful figs in the pardis. Give me a ride. And will bring them to eat them. He gave him a ride. Later on comes the owner of the orchard. Where are my beautiful figs? Could I walk over and take them? Do I have eyes to see? They are one unit that formed together and they will be punished together. He will call to the sky from above and to the ground to judge his nation. Why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? If it was going the other way, you'd ask me the same question. Then it's got to go somewhere to somewhere. This is what I'm telling you. Why doesn't it go full circle? Why doesn't it go thick the whole cycle? Why does it go down in the other direction? Amalek de litn shalom lekayna to greet its creator. The Shechina is a Meirav.
Which way should it have gone?
It should have gone around the things, right in the east instead of the east, and circled the whole world. Amalek de litn shalom lekayna to give peace to its creator. Shenemer to Hashemayim lecham mishtachvim. Amalek de tasty at palgadiriki. If that's the case, it should go to half the sky, but shlam of a tail. And it should say hello from afar, because that's the cover to king to stay back, and then set in mid-sky. The Gemara Mishim Parilu Mishim Ayvei Dvelchem. The mid-sky would be the lightest, and there would be no warning that the day is fading. And therefore, workers would be caught unaware. And even though this was the question somebody said, they could adopt their schedules to this. I don't know the answer to that. And travelers. Amalei Antonin is Loret.
When you come to a king, you say hello and then let you back away from him?
Right, so
why couldn't the sun back down towards the east? And you still have the same warning.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay. When is the neshama enter the person? Mishas pekida from the time of conception. Rashi does not learn conception. Other Rishonim learn pekida means conception. Rashi learns pekida means when the malach takes the tipa to the Ravanish Lailam, says, Matahe Allah. And I don't know when that happens. Does not necessarily have to happen at the moment of conception, but it happens before 40 days. Mishas Yitzira, which starts at 40 days. Amalei Mishas Yitzira. Amalei Epshakatikul Shabbos Yamedesh Tosh Yomimbele Melon Vene Masrachas. You leave a piece of meat around without life and without preserving it, it smells. So how could a baby be preserved in the mother if it has no life yet? Ela Mishas Pekida. Must be that the Neshama enters at Mishas Pekida, and again I was asked, maybe it's the mother's life that keeps it going, so why does it have to have its own life? I don't know the answer. I'm a Rabbi Davis of Amdeni Antoninus. Antoninus taught me this, the Mikra Messiah, and the Pasuk supports him, Shnemer, Bukdascha, Shamaruchi. And from when you were commanded me, my spirit, my Ruach was there, which means from the time of Pekida. Vamalei Antoninus, the Rabbi, May Messiah, Yitzhara, Shailu, Adam. From when does the Yitzhara start ruling a person around, bossing a person around? Mishas Yitzira, Mishas Yitzia. In utero, or when he's born. Amalei Mishas Yitzira. Amalei Mkemboi B'meima V'yayitze. Why doesn't the baby make trouble for his mom in utero? Amalei Mishas Yitzia. And this we spoke out the question of the Mashah from the Esav and Yaakov. The Mashah remained Sarachian. Others answer that it was an external Yitzhara. There is an external Yitzhara, even to a baby in utero. Esav was influenced by the external Yetzihara that came about from when they passed up at his Zara house. That's what Chaim Volozhiner answers. That's the Gemara Vayter. I'm a Rabbi David Zelam Dein Antoninus, the Mikra Messiah, supported by a Pasuk Shnem of the Pesach at the doorway. Chathas Reivis Sin is sitting. That's when the Yetzihara enters the person. Shlokish Rami, Shlokish has the contradiction. Siv says in one Pasuk, Vam Iver B'Seach, there'll be, at the time of Tchias HaMesim, blind and lame, Haravi Yaledis Yachdav, then they will be, women will become pregnant and give birth simultaneously. Uksev, Azidla Ka'ayel Biseach, the lame will jump like an ayel, a ram. The Tarai Lushan Elaim, and the Elaim, the one that can't speak, will speak loudly. I think Vitara means speak loudly. Kinivku Bamid Bermayim, in the desert, will be broken over water, and Cholim Barava, and streams in the plains. Okay, son. I'm the mumum of Misrabim. They will get up with their mum and immediately heal. Ulo Ral Mixim Bila Hamavas Lanetzach. Hashem will remove death forever. Malka Hashem Dima Malkaponim, and Hashem will erase tears from all faces. Simkan Abim Meishana Yamas. It says the kid will die at 100 years old. Yibam Misham Oil Yamim. They will not be. What does Oil Yamim mean?
There should be no more henceforth one young in years.
One young in years. That the Gemara like Kasha Kabi Yisrael come by the Kachav, the Gaim will die at 100. That the Gemara by the Kachav Ma by Hashem, who needs Gaim? That the Gemara Hanav will simple im duzar merut seinchem. The strangers will get up, the Gaim will get up, and they'll graze your sheep with nechar, and the strangers will be ikarechem the karmechem, your farmers and your vineyard keepers. Whether they'll live forever or whether they'll die at 100. Chiz the Rabbi, Sivet says in the Pasuk, the Chofra Halvona, the Halvona will cover itself up, Ubusha Achama, Uvesha Achama, and the sun will be embarrassed. Kimelech Hashem Tzvokas, Hashem will be king. It's mashma that the sun and the moon won't function anymore. Sivai Ayar Halvona Kar Achama. Other Pasuk says the Halvona will be as bright as the sun, Vay Achama Yeshivasayim, Kar Yeshivasayim will be 49 times, and it will be as good as the light of the 7 days. So we see that there will be a sun and a moon. In Maisa Mashiach, it'll be 49 times as much the sun, and the moon will be like the sun. There won't be any need for sun and moon anymore. In fact, the Gemara Shmuel says that Maisa Mashiach is a continuation of this world, just that Yidden will be in control of their own destiny. Right? They won't be in Gaim won't be in charge of them, so the sun will be the same. How does he answer it? Like Hashem, the Machne Tzadikim. That's where there'll be a sun and a moon. The Machne Shchina. There won't be a need for a sun and a moon. Rabbi Rami, Rabbi has the contradiction. Sivani Amos Vachaya. I may die and I make them alive. Mashma, the same way they died, they will become alive. Sivan says in another pasuk, Machatzti Pani Erba. I will heal, which is Mashma that the Tzitzis Hamesim will happen. When they're healed, I'm not going to speak. First, there'll be tchiyas hameisim. What the mashem mechatzti v'ani erba? Turn around, Rabbanan Yomus v'achayi. Yom shnei mitzvah bechad v'chayim bechad. Some people die, some people live. Kederach shalom noyim. People are born and people die. Tamadloim mechatzti v'ani erba. I hit and I will heal. Ma mechitzu refu bechad. Just like it means, I wound and I heal the same person. Af mitzvah v'chayim bechad. Mekan shuvah loim in tchiyas hameisim in haTorah. Yashua's future. Charlo never didn't say they sang. Well, Yashua. And they'll come back and they'll sing. There's a Taisus Himsachim that says the real Shira will be then. Because Shira is Nekeva. Shir is Zachar. Right? Sometimes we say Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Right? And then we say in the Bracha there. By the when this, what's the name again? By the when we say Pesach night, v'noyde l'chos shir chadash, called masculine. In other places we refer to it shira as Yashem Eisus as shira hazais v'nemar l'fun of shira chadash haluka. So Taisus Himsachim brings a Yishalmi that says that shir is lashon zachar and shira is lashon akeva, and akeva, even if she's 100% healthy, is destined to have pain in her life through childbirth. And a Zachar, who is 100% healthy, can quote-unquote theoretically live a pain-free life. So Dr. Yishalmi, that Shira is Lashon Nekeva, because in this world today, we're destined to have, unfortunately, there's going to be Yisurim that we're still not at the end. And there's going to be Yisurim. So there are good times and there are bad times. So therefore, the Shira we sing is still with the background of knowing that it's not we're not at the end. There's still more to come. So we sing a Shira, a weaker form of Shira, and a Keva form of Shira, who knows that she's destined still to have pain. Whereas, by Maisha Mashiach, there'll be no more pain. At that point, there'll be a Shira of knowing no more pain, no more galus, no more Yisurim. So over here, Maisha sang a Shira then, in the future it'll be Yashir. He will sing a Shir, not a Shira.
Yashir is the verb, though.
I know. I'm just pointing out the difference between Shira and Shira. Not necessary from Shabbat Gemara. Not necessary. Not, I know, but Shira Hazais is what he sang there, and he will re-sing it, being a Shira. That's why I write, if you have to talk about time, I'll give the Yeshua, Mizbeach Lashem. Bundle in heaven, say, build a Yivna. I'm not around anymore. Mekano Kriyas HaMeisim in HaTaira. At the Gemara Mata, as Yivna Shleim, a Bundle, the Kamish, Shifat Zmayav, he built a Bama. Hakanami the Yivna, what, he's going to come back and build it? No, but the pasuk writes Yivna to say he'll build another one. Yivna can also mean that he didn't actually build it, but it's largely built. Praise those who live in your house. They will praise you. It doesn't say they praised you. They will praise you. The Amr Rav Shulman Levi Kalei Mashir Rabbi Elam Hazeh, one who says Shir Rabbi Elam Hazeh, Zaycha Barim Elay Elam Abba, will say Nay Elam Abba as well. Shnev Ashi Yoshi Mizecha, Oyed Yad Lelucha Sela. Amr Rav, those who are Yad Lelucha will do it for Sela, will do it forever. Amr Rav Kiba Abba Mizecha, Minayim Zechir Samayis Amin HaTerah, Shnev Amr, Kod Sefayach, the voice of your seers, of your Nebiyim. Nasu Kael, they raise their voice, Yachdav Yer Aneinu, they will sing together. I didn't say they praised together, past tense. They're going to sing together in unison. Shenemar, kol tefach nasu kail, singular, yavdav yiraneinu. Amar Yudam Rav Kamenei Halacha Mepi Talmud. One who holds back Halacha from the Talmud, he legais na minachlus avraisav, is stealing him from his inheritance of his forefathers. Because everybody has a chelik in Tyre, it's a nachla, and if somebody doesn't share it with his students, he's keeping his nachla away from them. Shnei Tyre Tivul on a Moshe, my Rasha Kilas Yaakov, my Rasha is an inheritance. The Chol Yisrael Misheishes Yimei Breishes. Because as Rashi points out, Breishes Mishulat Tyre Shnikra Breishes, so Yisrael Shnikra Breishes. One Breishes will get the other Breishes. I'm Rabbi Chana Bar Bezna, I'm Rabbi Shimon Kassidu Kavanei Halachim in Talmud. I feel the Ubrim Shuvim Meimai. Even the fetus is Mekalon and Naisai. Curse him. Shenamra Meneya Bar, one who holds back. Bar means grain, which refers to Tyre here. Yikavu La'im will be cursed by La'im. Ve'ein La'im Ela Ubrim. La'im means fetuses. Shenamra La'im La'im Yematz. One was greater than the other, referring to Esav and Yaakov, even though it means nation, but it's talking about when they were fetuses. Ve'ein Kava Ela Klola. Shenamra Mo'akav La'kabekeel. Why should I curse them? Hashem didn't curse them. Ve'ein Bar Ela Tyre. Shenamra Nashku Bar. Be Mizariz yourself. Be what was the word we used yesterday?
Electric.
No.
Alacritus.
Be alacritus in Tyra, right. Pen Yenav. Lesti. Akadosh Baruch Hu will get early. Angry.
What is that English word?
Alacritus means having alacrity, which means Jesus. Ulu bar Shmuel Amir Menachman Isaac and
Kiddush. No, this has the Gemara now. See, after Mason, they were talking about Tyra.
I think it's because of the apostate. Why did we bring that in? I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know the answer. They will make holes in him like a sifter. Making a hole as well. Like the laundry mats have this keli that they can fill up with water and hold their finger on the top, which prevents it from going out, and then they can sprinkle all the clothing, has a lot of holes in the bottom, one hole on top, keeps the water in, and then they let go, and it goes all over the place. Right? If a person does teach Torah to Talmud, what is his charam, rabba, mershesh, circle, the brachas, ki yisav, shenemro, bracha, l'roich, mashber, a bracha to those, the head provider, they mashber, el yisav, shenemro, v'yisav, ashal, to aritz, who are mashber, he's the one that sold it l'chol ha'maritz. Sada Gemara Vayit Amar Rav Sheshes Kam Alam Etayra Bayla Mazev Lechem Alam De Loilam Abba. Teaches it in Loilam Abba. Shenema Marva, one who teaches now, Gam Hu Yaira, will teach later on.
He said that's why he brought this down.
That's why I figured. Because it's going to say Lechem Alam De Loilam Abba. Amar Rav Menayim L'chiz HaMeis Men Atayra Shenema Yechi Ruvim Val Yamas. Yechi Ruvim Bayla Mazev Val Yamas Loilam Abba. Because Yechi Ruvim Val Yamas, what does it mean Yechi Ruvim Val Yamas? He'll live now, and he won't die in Loilam Abba. Ravina Amar Mahachem. Rav Mishayna Adam Safi Yekitzum. Many of those sleep in the ground will wake up. Eilu l'chay eilam, these will live forever. Eilu l'chepes l'dura eilam, for a permanent, everlasting embarrassment. Rashi Amar Mahachem. Atu lech, go l'kates to the end, v'sanuach and rest, v'samad l'garelecha l'kates hayamin. And you will get up to your lot at the right end. Right end, Rashi says, refers to Chiyas HaMeis. I'm Rabbi Elazar, pardon Shemanagas HaTibur Benachas. Any leader that leads the tibur softly, Zaychem Anigim Leilam Abba, will lead them in Leilam Abba. Shemar, Kimarachmam Yinagim, the one who has mercy on them will lead them. Vamabui Mayim, and on the sources of water Yinalim will lead them. Vam Rabbazah Gedayla Deish Nitlevin Shtei Isis. Intellect, control, that's what I think Deish means. Ability to control oneself is great. And it's written in between two ices. Shnema kekel deis Hashem. Deis means das. Das can be used as intelligence. It can be used also using intelligence to control desire. The Amar Blaze Gadol Migdash Nitin Min Shtei Isis. The Migdash is very great. Hashem put the word in between two names of him, Hashem. Shnema Falta Hashem, Migdash Hashem. Kaini Yedach. Maskel of Adam Nachinoyal Mata the Gaila Gaila Nekama. Is revenge also a chashiva thing? Shnitin Min Shtei Isis. Nosif Kel Nekama Hashem. Tell Nekama says, yeah, the truth is Nekama doesn't mean revenge, it means payback. You're right, the payback is great. It says twice Nekama, and Hifiyah is going on both of them. What do we need? Two, Hifiyah means give over, the better word for it. Two, Mashbiya, two, can't think of the word.
Disappearances.
appearance that we went through this on Friday. Two appearances of payback. Achas lemi this taiva to pay back Klal Yisrael. Achas lemi this prani is to punish the guy. Anybody who has das is as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. This is written between two letters of names of Hashem. One who has das will become rich because he knows how to treat money. Das, the rooms will be filled with all treasures that are precious and sweet.
Really money?
This is money, yeah, real money, cash.
So, Deo means not necessarily Torah knowledge?
Deo means knowing what to do with your money. It doesn't mean Torah knowledge per se, it means Torah knowledge as well. Doesn't mean smarts here, doesn't mean street smarts. It means someone who knows how to act in Olam Hazeh will get rich. That's what it says. He uses his das to use what he's supposed to be doing, because Baruch Hu will bless him with riches. See, it's not a fair question.
I know.
It's an unfair question. We're all Gugulim. There's so many things that go into this. We can't judge, take a Gemara and say, Gemara says anybody das is rich, so anybody doesn't have money doesn't have das. There's so many factors that go into what a person's like today that we can't even begin to discuss this. Our neshama sat down for who knows which time, and they have things to fix up that require certain things, and therefore it has nothing to do one with the other. It's an unfair question. It's an impossible question to answer. We don't know the whole story. That's the Gemara Vayta. Person who doesn't have das, he doesn't do the right thing, he has no responsibility, you're not supposed to have rachmanas on him. Not a nation that understands. Alkin leRachmanu I say you, but Yitzchak the Creator leChanan does not grace him. The Amar Rav Elazar Kahn, some people Mishay Bedeya. If you give your money for people that don't have control and they waste their money away, Yisurim Bar Malaf. Rachmanu Litzman, the person who gives it is punished with Yisurim. Shana Melach Mukha Yisimu Mazur Tamtecha. Your bread will place a mazur under you. Ain't Tuna. There's no understanding. A mazur al Yisurim. Shana Melach Arfanim Eschoya Yehuda Ezem Zayrei. His suffering. That is, we're not to waste our money on people that waste theirs and don't know what to do with it. Now, somebody mentioned on Friday, does this mean that this is where tough love comes from? I don't know. I don't apply it. We're not talking halacha l'maisa now. But it is the concept of don't throw good money after bad money. If a guy has no das, why are you giving him money? Why are you giving him anything? Let him learn how to have das. Let him learn how to have responsibility. Now, what to do in subjective cases? It's not, the Gemara is not posturing subject on a subjective case. Person who doesn't have control, that is, he lets his Yetzirah lead him wherever he is, at the end of the day, he'll be exiled. Because they had no das. How's the Torah is not learned when the night, it's consumed by fire. Darkness, which is hidden for the hidden corners, will be burnt by fire, not blown by man. Yeris sorid ba'ala, because he was bad with having a sorid in his tent. And sorid al tamid al chachamim. Should never besweet the Mashiach Hashem kairei. Meaning a person who doesn't allow tyrant into his house is Rachman al Utsman subjecting the house to fire. Vamar blaz al kosh eina mahana tamid al chachamim chosav in a raya simon brach al oilam. Should never ein sorid al akloi. He does not share his food with the sorid. Al kin lo yachol tuvai. The goodness is not chal, does not happen. I think this is where we stopped. And Merch Hashem tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.